Grace and peace are yours in abundance in your knowledge of God and your Savior, Jesus Christ. God's word for us today comes from the Old Testament lesson in Deuteronomy chapter 30. Going back to verse 19, we hear, I call heaven and earth to witness against you today that I have set before you life and death, blessing and curse. Therefore, choose life, that you and your offspring may live, loving the Lord your God, obeying his voice, and holding fast to him. For he is your life and length of days, that you may dwell in the land that the Lord swore to your fathers, to Abraham, to Isaac, and to Jacob, to give them. This is God's word. On a beautiful November day in 2014, in the skies over Perth, Australia, Christopher Jones jumped out of an airplane. It was his first solo skydive. Now, Christopher had a history of epilepsy, but he had not suffered a seizure in over 4 years, and he'd been cleared by a doctor to enter a skydiving program and had successfully completed 4 tandem jumps with an instructor with no issues. So, on that November day, when the plane reached 12,000 feet, he jumped. Immediately followed by his instructor, Sheldon McFarlane, a master parachutist with 10,000 jumps under his belt. Now, a jump from that height takes roughly 2 minutes from beginning to end. Every second counts, which makes what happened next incredibly terrifying. Christopher had an epileptic seizure at 8,000 feet. Unconscious, he flipped over on his back and began to spin around, plummeting towards the earth at 120 miles an hour. McFarlane, his instructor, had to act extremely quickly, ignoring the alarm telling him to deploy his main chute at 5,000 feet. McFarlane did a free fall to Christopher Jones to try to open his chute for him, but came in too fast and couldn't make the maneuver. With 4,500 feet to go, he had 14 seconds before reaching 2,000 feet, at which point it doesn't make much difference if you open your chute or not. 14 seconds to decide what to do and take action at the speed of a sports car rocketing towards the earth. So, McFarlane made one last decision. Decisions are important, aren't they? What do you want? Life or death? Do you want prosperity or destruction? Ridiculous questions, right? Who would choose death and destruction over life and prosperity? And yet, these are exactly the questions Moses asked God's people during their desert pilgrimage. He asked these questions because God asked him to ask these questions. He asked them, unfortunately, because they needed to be asked. They provided a perspective that somehow had gone missing. Is it life you want or death? Would you prefer prosperity or destruction? If it's life and prosperity you want, Moses says, then love the Lord your God, walk in his ways, keep his commands, decrees, and laws, then you will really live. and be blessed. And if it's death and destruction you want, Moses says then, just let your heart turn away from God, disobey him, find a false god to worship. That's a recipe for disaster, but if that's what you're looking for, you're sure to find it. When phrased that way, these seem to be ridiculous questions, don't they? Who would choose death and destruction over life and prosperity? The right way to go is obvious, isn't it? Then why is it so hard for us to choose it? Why do we doubt that God is right? The answer is that each one of us was born with a spiritual terminal illness passed on to us from the generations before us. That disease is called sin. Because we are infected with sin, our hearts naturally are turned away from God. Our default setting is disobedience. And so we're drawn to other gods. We offer them our worship, even though there's a part of us that knows God's way is the way of life. We still choose death and destruction. Not that we typically jump right to death and destruction. We tend to start on the surface. We choose a way that leads to death when we choose monetary wealth as our God, or worldly success as our God, or leisure activities as our God, or a relationship with another human being as our God, or just ourselves as our God. It's so easy to say, who would choose death? And yet our actions and the actions in history of humanity betray us. They are a record of destructive choices. They're a record of trying to put all kinds of things that are not God on the throne of our lives. But those things make terrible gods, because they're not up to the task. They may even be good things in and of themselves, but when you make a good thing an ultimate thing, you're giving it an awful power over you. A couple quick examples. If I don't have my career, I don't have anything. If I don't have romantic love, I don't have anything. Or as a little girl, teenage girl, once asked a pastor sitting in a conference room, what good is it for me to follow Jesus if I can't get a date with a boy? It's the way to self-destruction. You know why, right? What happens if you don't get the thing that you've given God status? It destroys you. Turns out, the questions Moses asked aren't as ridiculous as they sounded. But there is another way. A way that leads to life. It begins with realizing that there may be counterfeit gods on the throne of your life. Will you remove them and turn to Jesus Christ? Will you turn to Christ, the only person to have ever kept God's commands, laws, and decrees perfectly? The only one who ever loved God in total faithfulness. Will you turn to Jesus, God's own Son, for the forgiveness that only He can give? Will you come to Christ, who purchased your full pardon by His bloody death on the cross? He is God's love in human flesh and blood, sent here to meet the Father's demands for you, to be your substitute in punishment, as well as to share His resurrection with you, to be your source of love for God. The Lord Jesus is eternal life, and He is yours. He and all that He is was given to you fully in the sacrament of baptism. With the water and the name of God came a connection to Jesus that continues to benefit you today. With water and the name of God came faith itself, the ability to receive the great gifts that God gives. And that same gift of faith enables you to actively pursue God's way of life, to make those little decisions along the way every day to go His way. Sheldon McFarlane had 14 seconds to decide and act to save Chris Jones. So under 4,500 feet, he dives again, almost like Superman, grabs Jones's harness, pulls him sideways so as not to get tangled in the nets or the parachute, and pulls Jones's ripcord, and the chute deploys successfully. Then at 4,000 feet, McFarlane opens his own chute, executes some turns to slow his descent, and lands safely. Now, the story is not over. At 3,000 feet, Jones regains consciousness and follows the instructions coming through the radio in his helmet to pull off a perfect landing. Life or death? Decision. Action, life. Look at everything God wants to give you. Life, prosperity, forgiveness, a new start, purpose, love, everlasting life. He does not ask you to earn these things. He simply asks you to believe He did and wants to share. Every second matters. What do you say? Death or life? Let's pray. Almighty God, Heavenly Father, we believe that we cannot, by our own reason or strength, believe in Jesus as our Savior or even come to Him. But we also believe that the Holy Spirit has called to us by the gospel, that the Spirit has enlightened us with Your gifts, including the gift of faith, and made us holy in our connection to Jesus. We pray today that You would keep us in this true faith by Your mighty power, that we might enjoy the life that You would give to us. We pray it in Jesus' name. Amen.